Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Crimson Warning by Tasha Alexander, narrated by Bianca Amato, and directed by Ruth Christensen. The author opens with this quote from Antisthenes. There are only two people who can tell you the truth about yourself, an enemy who has lost his temper, and a friend who loves you dearly. And now, A Crimson Warning.
Chapter 1. I was dancing while he burned, but I had no way of knowing that. Not then, while spinning on the tips of my toes, my husband's grip firm around my waist as he led me around the ballroom again and again, glistening beads of sweat forming on his forehead. My heart was light, my head full of joy. My only complaint, the temperature of the room. Its warmth was oppressive, humid and thick, the air heavy with the oil of too many perfumes. Looking back, I realize I had not even the beginning of an understanding of real heat, or of the pain of fire with its indiscriminate implacability. How could I? I was in Mayfair, at a ball. The man meeting his fiery end might as well have been on the opposite side of the earth. That evening, my side of the earth was Lady Londonderry's ballroom, one of London's finest, where I stood surrounded by friends and acquaintances, happy and safe, with bubbles of political gossip and society rumours floating around me. The ornately decorated room, with its columns and gilded surfaces, took up nearly the entire first floor, and was rumoured to have been modelled after the site of the Congress of Vienna.